Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Coming up at 2 o'clock, you got WEEI Afternoons. You can jump in line, 617-779-7937. They have the manager of the Red Sox under fire in some corners. Very noticeably not from some members of the media. I saw beat writers last night defending Cora. Lou defending Cora last night. It's not his call to take out Connolly early.
Mm-hmm.
So Cora under fire, at least from some corners. You'll hear from him at 2:15 live on WEEI Afternoons. We have the clip du jour for you. We have Grab Bag coming up as well. Mike Vrabel scheduled to speak at any moment here going into week 3 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We talked a lot today about Christian Gonzalez and his availability. And the one thing that had my ears ringing yesterday, Keith, was Curran saying Buffalo.
Like, wait a minute, that's week 5.
Geez, you know, right. I don't know. I guess if I was going to bring him back, I guess it would be, let me just think about this real quick, Buffalo. And I'm like, oh, okay, Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if we get any updates here from Mike Vrabel talking right now at Gillette.
All right.
I thought I heard two more questions in there. They cut him off right after that one. Wow.
Get out of there.
Okay, so we got a good
updates.
Good brag of the week candidate there about the story on Zach Kerr.
Yep, can't wait for that.
But, yeah, interesting updates on Gonzo. Not that they were ready with the follow-ups necessarily.
I like the follow-up on Trevion Henderson had a hold.
Vrabel said he expects him to do something in practice. There was a follow-up question about Trevion Henderson.
Yeah, he's holding guys.
And then they got it. Is that what it even was?
He's basically like, yeah, he had holds. You want to try to teach him not to hold? He's like, yeah.
I missed that. I heard the Henderson part, and I was ready to spike a remote in here. But okay, he expects him to do something in practice. Could he play this week? Sure. Curran got into a whole exchange with him about injury information and how much you should offer up and why Vrabel won't give out timelines, etc. And then there was a follow-up question even later on where he was asked about Gonzo's mindset. He got a little snippy with this. He said, guys, locker room's going to be open in a little bit. Go ask him.
So maybe we'll hear from Gonzalez in a few minutes, or at least we'll get some quotes from him and whatever else. So
if he's available, that to me is pretty telling.
Yep.
You know, obviously once he's out on the field, we'll get a practice report. Then we'll really know. But yeah, if he's just made available on the heels of being on Good Morning Football,
it's good.
Well, then maybe he's out there. That is good.
So I feel like if he's out there today and he said he'll do some things, that strikes me as he'll pop up as limited on the injury report today.
That would be based on listening to Vrabel there. And I didn't think this would be the case, so I was wrong about this. But listening to Vrabel, I agree. I'd expect him now to be limited.
And then not only that, but I feel like it does put this Sunday in play. And then I would say the following Sunday, barring a setback, which maybe there already was a setback, we don't really know, then it'd be almost guaranteed that he plays week 4. If you start practicing now, I could see them maybe missing this Sunday's game. But you don't practice. You don't have 6 practices. I'm sure there are some examples, and we can point to it and be like, well, that guy did that. But for the most part, if he has 6 practices under his belt, even if they're all limited, I feel like that game against Carolina, he could be out there.
I would say, again, let's see the practice report today. Yeah. I mean, this is what Vrabel just said. Yeah, he's going to go do some stuff. Is that on the side? Like, what is that? Is he going to stretch? What does that mean?
But it's more than it was.
It's definitely more than it was. So that's very encouraging. I'd say if he's out there today, even in limited capacity, he could play this weekend. He should definitely play against Carolina. And, okay, well, that's quite an abrupt change from Curran yesterday saying Buffalo.
Very exciting.
And, I don't know, kind of wondering where he was at. Vrabel did still get a little annoyed there, but that one, I would say, is lashing out less at Gonzalez and more at, well, guys, I'm not going to speak to his mindset. Go ask him.
Yeah.
Especially if Vrabel knows he's available today.
See, I don't even think that was snippy. And then he even kind of followed it up being like, you can ask him about any player. I'm not going to. That is a tough question for coaches to answer. Like, well, how does this player feel? Ask him. Like, go ahead. That's why we have this. Like, well, they have their media availability. How does he really know about how he feels?
Well, but Gonz, if Gonzo's available, it'll be the first time. So maybe people have tried to ask him. He hasn't been available.
So true. Hey, so, I mean, he has the out today.
Yeah.
I guess he didn't ask him last week. But
if Gonzo's available to the media today, I think, again, that would be telling in its own right. And then Vrabel's like, okay, well, locker room's going to be open. Go talk to him.
As the text line points out, nobody is more ready for a good quote than Gonzo. So get ready. Get ready for something good
today. I think the locker room should be opening about now,
okay,
so we
good.
Should know.
Right. Look, if he's talking, great sign.
Very good.
Vrabel's directing you to go talk to him, so I'd imagine he'd be available. But
if he's limited in practice today, that's a great sign.
The only people that could have asked him about his mindset was Good Morning Football. That's the only people. He hasn't talked. So the only people who could have asked him was yesterday.
They asked him about Vrabel jumping in the pile even though he wasn't practicing.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's get under the hood a little bit.
So I would say, look at the wheel. Look, I didn't expect this even as of 15 minutes ago. I didn't expect this.
That's good. That's positive.
But that is a positive update. What do you think about his answer about, and I thought we were playing semantics. Somebody asked him about Drake May motivating him. And he's like, we don't want to motivate him. We want to try to inspire him.
Yeah, he's like, pro athletes? I mean, I don't know. It is very semantics.
I feel like that was semantics. I'd like to think what Vrabel was trying to do there, and I'll give him some slack on this. I'd like to think he doesn't want to be seen as taking credit for something that a player is doing.
I did feel like it was an odd answer, though, because didn't he say something to the effect of, like, if your motivation is to win a title, it's like, that's sort of the baseline for everybody?
Oh,
and I know,
point.
Unfortunately, it's not.
He also was like, if your motivation's to date the head cheerleader, even better, he said.
Yeah, I guess.
But I'd like to think, maybe I got to give it a re-listen, but I'd like to think what he meant there was, if Drake plays well, it's not because of me motivating him. I like to think is what he was at least trying to say there.
That could be right.
Anything else jump out?
Those are the two, all
the Gonzo stuff and then the mindset stuff with Drake were the two I highlighted.
Yeah, I think another one would be Terrell Williams. Seems like he's improved, but it may be another situation where Zach Kerr is in charge of the defense again on Sunday.
I think definitely.
Almost definitely.
He said
he's
feeling better. He's around. Want to get some continuity. Situation will probably be fluid.
Yeah.
Got to stick to the same plan as last week. We don't want to get into a situation where he's not out there 1 week and then out there the following week and basically...
Okay.
You know, you want to get him right, but you also want to be fair to the players and give them some consistency and some
so that's tough. That's fair not expectation. Not ideal for anybody involved, but that's what they're dealing with right now. He was also asked about giving a game ball to Andy Borgalis after he missed two kicks.
But
he did make the 53-yarder.
Oh, sorry. That was
another
good one.
He was quick to point out that he was like, hey, we play a lot of rookies. And I think they're going to have to rely on the rookies because a lot of the second-year players aren't even on the team anymore. It's really just Drake May. The third-year guy, like, you've had these bad draft classes. You're leaning more on the rookies. And I think he knows he's going to have to build him up. Like, you're going to have games like week one where Campbell and Wilson both are like, I don't know. And then they were both great week two. And so you and I, it's easy for us to be like, get rid of Borgalis, see you later. But, like, they drafted him. They're committed to him. It was a horrible start.
Yeah.
But he stuck with him, hit the 53-yarder, wanted to sort of get behind him in the post game, and we'll see what the benefits of that are.
I also thought that was a very disingenuous answer about Borgalis. He's like, well, everybody notices when the kicker misses the kick. It's like, well,
of course.
Yeah. What's he play? 7 snaps a game?
Of course.
He's like, well, you know, you get a false start out there. People maybe notice the old lineman. It's like, Will Campbell.
What percentage of plays does
Will Campbell
each guy screw up on?
60 snaps.
Yeah, right.
Morgan Moses played 60. How many does the stupid kicker play? So, I mean, to me, that's just
five
a very.
Or six.
Seven or eight. Good call.
At most.
So,
that was just a very disingenuous answer. Like, oh, well, everybody notices when the kicker misses the kick.
Of course, that's the job. That's
sort of
the nature of it.
He's not out there that much.
Always has been, always will be.
Make the kick.
No.
Also, these weren't 60-yard field goals. These were extra points. So, yeah, we're going to notice.
Yep. Also, like we've all been saying since late afternoon Sunday, they need to work on tackling. And he even like acknowledged that. Like, that's going to be like a point of emphasis this week. Now, I don't know what that means. Like, I don't know. I don't think you're really going to be taking guys to the ground too much, but maybe you do.
Maybe. And the other thing I don't want to hear, and Curran even did some of this yesterday. He's like, well, you know, you don't hit like you used to in practice. The Patriots definitely didn't. And
Vrabel did
that by design. They barely were ever in full pads. They were not thudding. Mm-hmm. They were not taking people to the ground. They did none of that.
Yep.
So, you know, if that's the excuse and people want to lean in on that, well, then look at Vrabel on that one. But I would tell you, it's encouraging now on Christian Gonzalez that he could be out there this weekend. I went from no chance to now I'm kind of listening to Vrabel there, that he's probably out there this weekend. If he's out there, how much does that change your stance on their chances this week? Let's say...
Oh, even better.
Fast forward to Sunday.
Yeah.
I already felt like they'd win this game, but I feel much stronger about that if he's out there.
Oh, much stronger, because it feels like, you know, even if he's out there, and we saw it when he was in Seattle, but DK Metcalf, you can have like good stop, 60-yard touchdown to DK Metcalf. And you're like, ugh, like you're doing everything well. You're about to force a punt, and then he has a 60-yard touchdown. You have a guy like Gonzalez out there. Well, that chance is still in play, but it goes down significantly.
Okay. First question, too, was about winning back-to-back. I think Gonzo gives him a better chance to do that.
I liked actually Vrabel's answer a lot about that because he's been asked.
That was good, too.
He's just like, listen, there are a lot of stats out there that I'm not super familiar with, nor do I need to be, basically, because it's like. A
lot of stats I'm not familiar with or concerned with.
Yeah. Which is true because, like, it's, hey, this hasn't happened since 2022. He's like, great. I wasn't here for that. I wasn't here last year. Wasn't here the year before. There are a lot of bad stats about not winning back-to-back games, not winning, you know, not having a winning season, like all these different ones that you can present to him, but he really shouldn't care about it. It doesn't affect him. Robert Kraft might be more interested in it. He's lived through all of it.
I'd say it should be a good goal of his to put an end to some of those streaks.
Well, yeah.
But those are not his fault. That's true. 617-779-7937. You got WEEI Afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got the manager of the Boston Red Sox, under fire, Alex Cora. He comes your way at 2:15, so stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour. And it's time for Grab Bag.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot, the Jones and Keefe Grab Bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the Grab Bag. The Jones and Keefe Grab Bag. The Jones and Keefe Grab Bag. The Jones and Keefe Grab Bag. You're happy now, Jones.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag! It's time for Grab Bag!
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Boston Red Sox were losers last night, Jones. 2-1 final score. But they are back at it tonight against the Sacramento Athletics. 6:45 first pitch, 5:45 first pitch, or I'm sorry, pregame on WEEI. On the mound tonight, one-time Hoss of the Week, one-time Dork Podcast guest, Lucas Giolito. 10-4 with a 3.31 ERA. Sox are -160 on the money line. They're going up against a pitcher named Mason Barnett, who has an ERA north of 8.
I'd feel good about that, but then the guys they're facing last, I'm like, they're going to knock around Springer, which no, I guess they kind of, or Springs rather, I guess they kind of did, but they got hits and scoring runs.
Oh, right.
Then that Spence dude came in the middle of the game. Hollywood
Spence?
Yeah, wasn't that his name?
Yeah,
it was.
Spence dude.
Hollywood
Spence dude.
Hollywood Hogan came in at the end of the game. I'm like, you know, pitching from the sky.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who are these pitchers?
Yeah, it's too much.
And they didn't get any knocks off them, so I don't know how I feel about that. -160, I guess, makes me feel a little better.
I think that's what it was last night too.
Yeah, I was gonna say
the current season series with the A's 2-2,
not good.
With two more to go,
and the bullpen blew it in two of them. One, I agreed with Cora. Go to Chapman in Sacramento. That one was sound decision making.
Made sense.
Last night, not so much.
Guardians, we're keeping an eye on the Guardians. They're in action against the Tigers tonight. It'll be Gavin Williams, who's been pretty good for the Guardians, against Jack Flaherty.
Okay.
Who is
a Scooble tomorrow.
Scoobs.
Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag!
Congratulations are in order to Antonio Gibson, who was named the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
Oh, good for him. Nice.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Grab bag.
Patrick Mahomes is 30 years old today. The Kansas City Chiefs quarterback is celebrating his 30th birthday.
Not to measure up what he's accomplished by age 30 versus what Brady's done at age 30. But yeah.
I thought you were going to say you or me.
No.
I was 30, what have I accomplished?
Take one body of work by age 30, Mahomes or Brady?
Oh, Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Yeah, because Brady didn't really start to get some of those individual honors till a little bit later.
Many people have pointed this out. Mahomes has now reached the difficult portion where you got to keep doing it after 30.
Yes.
But so far, he has been step for step, maybe even a half step, ahead of Tom Brady. To this point, the trick is continuing to do it.
Yeah, I think so. And it's funny, though, too, when you look at the AFC and you're like, all these quarterbacks, like 30's the old guy. Like of like the elite ones, right? Yep. Like Burrow and Allen and Lamar and even Herbert. I mean, we would love to throw in like a Drake May or something, but like those top tier guys, Mahomes at 30 is the oldest one, which is pretty crazy. Just call my
name and I'll grab bag.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Jones, Justin Fields officially out this Sunday for the Jets against the Bucs. They are going to go with Tyrod Taylor.
Ooh.
The T-Mobile back in there.
Now, fortunately, if you're a Fields owner in fantasy like me, you have options other than Tyrod Taylor, but
not great ones out there.
No. Okay, but he's out.
Yeah, we should probably tell people now, you and I, so to probably stay away from this, we were doing some fantasy football during the break.
Have you officially done this?
Yeah, I had to. We're both going with Sam Darnold. In separate leagues, obviously. We're going with Sam Darnold.
Let's ride. That feels good.
The dangerous game.
No, it is. But Sam Darnold at home against the Saints.
At home against the Saints.
Mac Jones just lit him up.
Good point.
Let's ride.
Oh, I feel great about it now.
Yeah. I talked you into it.
Stay away.
How about that?
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance. Make it grab bag. Pop a cork. Fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel. Round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag, grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
We got an update on Packers wide receiver Jalen Reed. Jaden Reed is what he said. He tweeted out, successful foot and clavicle surgery. Thank you, God. Foot and clavicle surgery.
He tweeted that out.
He tweeted successful foot and clavicle surgery. Thank God.
He also had an Instagram live where he said that they're going to the chip and he was very on painkillers.
Oh.
Okay. Well,
I missed that.
Who amongst us?
But more injury info from him than we've gotten on Gonzalez.
Right. Did we have the update on Gonzalez?
Oh,
did we share this? No, we didn't share this. Again, this was us discussing it earlier in the break. He was asked if he had a setback. Let me get the direct quote here.
I have it if you want it.
Phil Perry, I see him. He said, quote, I ain't speaking on that.
That's
end quote.
We've been there.
Right, I can go to the next question.
That sounds familiar.
I said, we get it, guys. We get what that's like.
We understand getting stoned. Try 10 questions with him. Try 10 random questions.
Try 10 of them. You think I even asked him 10 questions today?
Nope. So I'd say, regardless of what he said, and he said, I ain't speaking on that if he had any setbacks. He said it's been very challenging to be out for so long, but I'm focused on the here and now. Will he play on Sunday? I'm focused on today. That's a sampling of what he's saying, and he just spoke moments ago. Mm-hmm. The fact that he's speaking to me is a good sign.
They get back on
okay. Right? Like the fact that he's just made available
coupled with
what Vrabel said.
That's great.
I'd say all of that is pretty good stuff.
I wouldn't put all my money on this Sunday, but I'd put it all that it's in the next 2 weeks.
Do you think, it's easy for us to say we're not down there, do you think he should have been, and perhaps he was, I haven't seen every question asked, do you think he should have been asked anything about a contract?
Probably should have been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
Do you think he was?
I think
they asked him about Travion Henderson holding? They're like, hey, by the way, we noticed rookie running back Travion Henderson.
That was worth asking. I don't know if anybody asked that down
probably
there.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Grab bag.
Bruins camp underway. Don Sweeney spoke earlier today. Said David Pastrnak's not going to be out there the first couple of days, but he should be good to go next. He's dealing with some tendonitis.
Oh.
Should be full tilt next week.
Oh, so he put a timeline on that.
On a scale of 1 to 85, how excited are the people you think about the Bruins upcoming season?
Ooh.
Yeah. 85 being the most excited, 1 being not excited at all.
Well, I think the closer we get to the puck dropping, maybe a little bit more, but... A three? Yeah.
Out of 85?
Do you think people are excited for
the
Bruins?
People won't shut up about the Bruins. No, I honestly haven't really heard. People are down. The two news items were, I guess, one main news item was like, oh, yeah, like at the golf tournament, like, yeah, we don't even have a captain.
No captain.
Like, you don't have a captain? Like, you have Pastrnak or McAvoy. Pick one.
I'm not telling you people won't watch the game. People watch the games once they get
people
going. I'm not saying nobody cares necessarily, but no one's excited for what they're about to go through, I don't think.
No. Well, I was blown away by...
I didn't hear your answer. I said three.
Four. So more excited than you, certainly.
Outflanked again.
This is one where, like, there's just... I was blown away when we were looking up the odds. Their chances to miss the playoffs... is like Vegas is so dead set on them not being good at all this year. And I'm like, I think they have more of a puncher's chance. Like, I would have altered the odds or buying
opportunity. We haven't done that yet. We got to plunk down as a show on a buying opportunity. But I'll say, if the biggest headline, you just said it, the biggest headline of the offseason is they don't have a captain.
Don't have a captain.
Like, that's hard to get too amped up for.
And Pastrnak has tendonitis.
Yeah.
And here comes the grab bag.
All right, do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, they lost again.
Yeah.
They lost again, and it was a another like a brutal loss because they're going up against this team. The Arizona Diamondbacks got a 6-5 win over the Giants. Devers was back as the designated hitter last night, where he went 1-for-4. Did score a run, struck out in another loss. So updating the National League wild card standings, which is an absolute dogfight. The Mets, they've now won two in a row after their brutal stretch.
Yeah, they won comfortably last night. Yeah.
They have a game and a half lead over the Snakes. And then the Mets have a 3-game lead on both the Reds and the Giants. The Giants have lost 4 in a row, kind of playing themselves out of this.
They are back to under 500 on the year.
Mm-hmm.
They are 34-45 with Devers, who's now hitting .239 as a member of the Giants. He does have 16 homers.
Grab bag.
All right, Jones, it's time now to crown the best baseball performer from Tuesday, September 16th. Was it Dominic Canzone?
Yes. That's the one. Yes.
It has to be. Five for five? 3 home runs, 4 RBI, 4 runs scored?
Come on.
Or? Carter Jensen? 3 for 4, 2 home runs, 3 RBI, 3 runs?
I thought about him.
Cal Rally, the big dumper.
Yep.
2 home runs. He was 3 for 5, 2 home runs, 3 RBI, 3 runs scored. He now has 56 home runs on the season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to talk MVP or player of the year sort of thing, fine, but not of the night.
Judge is still going to win that.
Maybe. No, I'm just saying.
Rally is 56. Schwarber is 53. Otani is 50.
Yeah.
Judge still has time. I guess so does Suarez if he goes crazy. Suarez is 45. Judge is 48. More nominees, though, for player of the night.
Yeah, please. I think we already decided.
Michael Bush.
Keep going. Yeah,
3 for 4, socked a dinger.
Nice.
Chris Sale, 8 scoreless with 9 Ks.
Huh.
Or Michael McGreevy, 7 scoreless with 6 Ks.
7!
Thank you.
Pretty nice.
You're going to go with the 5 for 5.
Canzone
home runs
is the answer. He's the fourth player in baseball to do that this year. 5 hits and 3 homers.
Wait, the fourth?
Yes.
Cal Raleigh.
I think Kenny Suarez is one of them.
Neither.
No.
2 A's
did it. Is this
a
trivia?
2 A's did it.
Kurtz did it. Kurtz definitely did it. Oh, and Rooker?
No.
Was it Soderstrom?
Nope. Langoliers.
Shea Langoliers did that?
And Florida Marlin Kyle Stowers.
Kyle Stowers?
Yeah, it's really not that impressive of a list when you hear it. He's only the fourth player this year to do that, yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we're talking about a two-time All-Star today. Also a guy who finished fourth in the Rookie of the Year voting when he broke into the majors. He was a pitcher for Oakland, St. Louis, the Mets, Angels, and Rays. And he was a right-handed closer.
Right-handed closer.
All-Star seasons with one with Oakland and one with St. Louis.
Jason Isringhausen?
He got it!
Nice.
How about that?
How about that?
Jason Isringhausen.
Who were their big prospects? It was Izzy Pulse and somebody else. I remember that. Bill Pulsiver? Is that his name?
Oh, Bill
Jason
Pulsiver.
Isringhausen. The Mets had like three pitching prospects. It was Izzy Pulse and somebody else. I don't remember who they were.
Yeah. He was traded by the Mets with Greg McMichael to the A's for Billy Taylor.
Oh.
Yeah. He was one of those, like, that was something that the A's would do. Remember? He was one of the many, like, pump-and-dump closers. Like, Billy Koch.
Exactly, yeah. So he was kind of a failed starter and only a good reliever, or was he ever a good starter?
I don't think he was ever a good starter.
He was just, he was a failed prospect as a starter with the Mets that they have converted into a reliever and ended up being pretty good. He was good in St. Louis, too.
So in 1995, where he got Rookie of the Year votes, he only made 14 appearances, but they're all starts, and he had a 2.81 ERA. So I think they thought he was a starter. Then they later converted him. He had a 47 save season in 04 with St. Louis.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good. He was on the other side in 04, the World Series?
Yes.
Did not even realize that.
Yep. In 07.
Okay. Huh. Ah. I know you said Rookie of the Year votes for an A. Well, I guess he wasn't an A at the time, but played for the A's. You see the first baseman for the A's last night? Or first base coach?
Bobby Crosby. Oh, he was with the A's, I thought, when he won.
No, he was. I was saying Isringhausen was.
Oh, yes, yeah, Bobby Crosby.
Yeah.
I'm not... Did you notice the same thing I noticed?
Well, I noticed.
What were you
going
to say?
I was going to say
it looked like he ate Bobby Crosby. Is what I was going to say.
We noticed the same thing. Okay. Yeah, I was like, right. I looked. I'm like,
just being observed. I'm just trying to paint the picture.
Guy says he's Crosby. He looks older, and he doesn't look as. He looks further removed from his playing days than I would have guessed for someone like Bobby Crosby.
No. So, but that's what's unfair, I think, about making the coaches wear the uniform, especially when that same player wore that same uniform 20 years ago.
He switched his number. I noticed he was 7 as a player. He was 8 last night, I think.
Yeah.
But
so I'm coaching him up at first base.
7!
Looked like there were 2 Bobby Crosbys out there.
Yeah, Coach, you have any advice? He's like, yeah, don't even get off the back. Just stand on the back. Just wait for somebody to drive you in.
I think Bobby Crosby's been a random ball player, right? I think
he came up at one point in time. Yes, he was very good. He was rookie of the year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so there you go. That is a random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. That's how you dial up WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got Alex Cora at 215. Stay tuned for it. We are going to get you the clip du jour coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It is time now for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, in studio, we had actor, comedian, Jeremy Piven. He's got a show coming up at the Wilbur on Friday. So we had a chance to talk to him about a bunch of different things.
I'm just a journeyman actor that puts everything I have into my roles. And I had an actor, and I won't name who it is, but come up to me, a really good actor, and go, mate, you want to do a little Charlie in the bathroom, a little bit of, you know.
Russell Crowe.
No, that's not. No, Russell did come up to me, and I'll tell you that story in a minute.
Okay. Crocodile Dundee?
No.
That's crazy.
And he goes, come on, mate, what do you say, a little bit of Charlie? And I'm like, I don't do blow. And he goes, oh, mate, I've seen you do blow, mate. Come on, a little bit of the old nose candy. And I go, no, bro, I don't do blow. I go, did you see very bad? No, sorry. Did you see Smoking Aces?
Smoking Aces, another great one.
And he's like, yeah, man, I saw that. I go, did you think that? He goes, yeah. I go, you're a really good actor. Yeah. We were snorting powdered vitamin C. You know that. It was, and he's like, oh, mate. God. And so
yeah, that's how believable you were.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so believable that I was a drug addict.
Yeah, you're going crazy
and,
in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was wearing colored contacts that make the eyes red. I mean, that's what we do. We pretend for a living. But the fact that this guy was convinced was, it blew me away. And there's a really big compliment in there, and I appreciate it.
It is really funny that, like, a fellow actor would see a movie where he did cocaine and was like, oh, you must do cocaine.
I was like, no. Thinking about asking Jeremy if he wanted to go do a few lines in the bathroom after, and I said no. I was a little embarrassed.
He doesn't.
That. Yeah. You probably still get it. You get a little something from what did he say they were sniffing there on set? Powder.
I'm thinking maybe I'd like to try me some of that cocaine.
Powdered something or other. He probably still get a little something out of that.
So he wouldn't say who it was, but he did specifically do like an Australian accent.
Did he say Brian in it?
Brian?
No.
I don't think so.
Did he?
I didn't hear a Brian.
I didn't either.
Could be anybody.
Yeah.
Could be one of the Hemsworths.
But I go, no, Brian, I don't. I
don't. Oh, Nick. Say that.
The ears on Nick.
Or a bra?
No, one Brian.
One more. No, Brian, I don't.
I have a name of an Australian actor named Brian. I don't know if it's him or not.
And they were in a movie together.
And we don't know if he was saying Brian or bra.
We don't.
I've come up with Brian Brown.
That's an Australian actor?
Australian. You know him if you saw him.
That he was in a film with?
I don't know if they did. Did he do a film with him?
Oh, I thought you were saying
in 2021. I don't remember the name of it.
We're not trying to out this person. But
I don't know, Brian.
If I was to say what he's from, I know him from Along Came Polly.
Good catch.
Yes.
Oh, Along Came Polly is very good. He was the guy that Ben Stiller was doing the insurance for.
Yeah, they're trying to get him insured.
Oh, the one that was sexually active within the community.
Yes.
Guy? Cocktail. You might know him from Cocktail.
Cocktail, for sure.
Again, we don't know if he was saying
we don't
Brian
know if
or
it
bra.
Was this guy or not.
It was probably that guy.
For sure.
I think we narrowed it down. Wow. But that is an odd move. And I Jeremy Piven was great. Go check it out on the Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature. You can listen to the full thing there. We did some Would You Rathers. Those are on socials as well. At Jones and Keefe. So if you want to see him play along on Would You Rather, you can. But yeah, it's an odd move to be like, well, hey, I don't want to out who it is, and then launch right into an accent.
Do an accent.
I go, no, Brian.
and then say half their name. that is a wild move in retrospect.
See, guys, I'm not going to tell you who it was. It was Brian Brown, and we were on the set of, yeah. Okay. But no, like, we also brought up the idea of the comedy sequel, which seems to be like coming back in a way. Like, they don't make a lot of comedy movies anymore, but the ones that they do, I think they're going back to like, hey, we know there's a fan base for Happy Gilmore or Super Troopers or Spinal Tap.
You know, nobody really saw
just you, really. But
Tap. I did see it. But there have been other ones, right? And so, but he has a few that I would think are ripe for it. I mean, Old School came out over 20 years ago. And he was sort of like the villain in Old School. You could bring that back.
You bring back PCU. You mentioned that as well.
Dude, PCU came out 30 years ago.
Yeah. Text line said this, and I meant to double check. Someone was saying PCU doesn't even stream anywhere. Is that true?
It could be. Some of these, depending on like the rights, like they're here, they're there, and then they bounce around. But I don't know. It might be. It used to play on Comedy Central.
I was
going
to say, I swear to God, I've probably seen it a bunch just from it airing on Comedy Central when I was a kid.
Feels like maybe it'd be like a Tubi movie now at
gotta
this point.
Be. They got enough on there, I think.
Let me see. PCU.
I don't see it streaming anywhere.
Yeah, you're right.
Look, I believe most of what the text line sends in. I saw that earlier.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they usually are pretty on top of things.
All right, well, so you got to go find a hard copy of that. You got to get yourself a disc.
Yeah.
The PCU disc.
That's what you got to do. Yeah. Maybe VHS.
Yeah.
That's probably VHS.
That movie's an hour and 21 minutes long.
Oh, good rip.
There you go.
Nice, easy rip.
Yeah. I've never seen a Roger Ebert critic score when you're looking at the just Google thing. It's usually like, I'm doing.
What did Roger Ebert say about PCU?
He gave it a 2 out of 4.
He didn't get it. It was too far ahead. It was too far ahead of its time.
4.
Yeah, a weird scale, right?
Yeah, I feel like you grade it with Infinity Stones and/or thumbs.
We go 6.
I feel like it's either thumbs or Infinity Stones.
Well, famously, when he paired up with Gene Siskel, he would do thumbs.
There it is.
Yeah,
that's why I thought.
On their own stars, together thumbs.
Like there it is.
Figuring that out.
So that's the clip du jour today. Jeremy Piven, thanks again for stopping in. He continues his U.S. National Stand-Up Tour Friday at the Wilbur. If you want to see for future shows, dates, locations, go to jeremy-piven.com. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons comes your way with the manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora. Great day to talk to him. He's just 20 minutes away, 2:15. Mark it down. They're live at Fenway Park. We're back tomorrow, Keith, at Fenway Park.
All right.
Bradford.
Good.
Going to join us, I think, in person. We're also going to be graced with the presence of the Hogfather.
How about that?
Hogdale at high noon tomorrow.
High noon, Hogdale.
There's some
person?
There. Yeah, oh, in person. Yeah. We're looking forward to it. That's tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.